ain't they ever run across and get it all straight, that gonna be hit. That's him.
Was this your husband's name?
Joseph.
Oh, I guess that is hard. They really have a lot of those. Mm-hmm.
They got to run that river up and see. So many Joseph in the army. They
right.
Got to see. Can they get the right one for me? That's right. I'm in Mississippi.
That would make it take a little longer.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
It's gonna take it a good while. I'm gonna look out June, see if I get a letter, and see what they're saying, you know, about it.
Well, I sure hope they do.
I sure hope I get it.
I had noticed that in the paper, but then not being involved in it, I probably wouldn't have.
I know. I read it.
You tend to read what pertains to you.
That's right. I read it, and the people give me the paper to read it. I read it in the paper.
They
say she titled to it. See, now, if my husband, the second husband, was living, I wouldn't get it.
No.
But if he dead, I can get it. That's what they say. And that paper said it. If I could find that paper, I'd give it to you. Wait to.
Everybody has to, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, let's see now. A place for horses on a farm is like. Where horses are kept.
They be kept out in the pastures.
All right. Is there a place where you would keep them like a barn? Or would
they got a barn.
Is it a special barn for horses?
That's right. A special barn for horses.
And what would you call that?
A barn. A barn.
All right. And how would you distinguish? How would you, if you were talking about it, how would you make somebody know you were talking about the place where the horses were rather than the big barn?
I just say place where the horses.
Would you ever call it the horse barn? Or
horse barn.
Or stable? Or
stable. That's it. Stable.
Stable.
Stable. Because my daddy didn't have stables. That's what he called them. See, I forget for you now.
I would suggest.
That's it. Stable.
Fine. What about a place where you put cows to milk them?
A pasture.
All right. Now, did you bring them in any place?
Bring them into the barn and get under the barn shed, and milk them.
All right. Now, this is the same shed where it was built on the side of the barn.
Yeah.
Right. Do you ever hear that called a milk pen?
Milk pen, because I milk for these same people I'm telling you about.
Is
I used
that
to
right?
milk for them right at the barn. It's raining, I go under the shed.
Is
got
that
a place made where I can go up under the milk. Get hot, I milk them out from under the barn.
I see. Well, now, when you say a milk pen, what's this?
It's wide around, milk pen. Just put her in there with the calf. And milk them.
All right, now was this inside the barn?
Inside.
Inside the barn.
Inside the barn yard.
Inside the barn yard,
yeah.
But not inside the barn building.
No, I see. No.
It was a
place
in the barn yard.
That's right.
Was it up under the cow shed?
No, it is out, just like we sitting in here. That milk the cow outside, right out there. Don't go up
I
on
see.
The shed when it ain't raining. We don't go, we got a shed for them. They go under when it's raining. But when it's not raining, we milk them out in there.
I see.
Catch plenty of air.
I see. Where would you keep your hogs and your pigs?
In the hog pen. That's what we call it, hog pen.
And where would this be? Would it be close to the barn?
Not all the time. The hog pen would be close to the barn.
It wouldn't?
No.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a pen made for the hogs off to their cells.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Hog pen.
Was there a place on the farm where they kept milk and butter to keep it cool?
A long time ago, they didn't have no freezer there. They just would take a bucket and put a little water in it,